Here's your host, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, Greater Jackson. And from what I understand, this is the final Good Morning Greater Jackson of 2017.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to me. I think it's sad. I like doing a December because we need a December one because it's Christmas, and who doesn't love Christmas?
Everybody could wear their ugly Christmas sweaters in
Absolutely.
December.
I love that. I love it.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you, Rick Walton.
Well, good to see you, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
I guess we have a pretty exciting lineup today for Good Morning Greater Jackson, too. I just was briefed before I got here, and sounds like we have a star-studded lineup for the final Good Morning Greater Jackson live from Belenote.
Costs a lot of money to get these people in here today.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to be, how warm is it going to be today?
Say that again?
How warm is it going to be today?
I didn't even look, but I guess, what, 50, 55?
60 almost.
60 degrees?
60 degrees. I'm not sure the sun's going to be out, but go outside and do something. Right, Wendy? I don't know. We're gonna ask you about what you're going to do. Greg's not here today. I really kind of feel bad today because, and Jamie, I've known you a long time, and I really like you, but I really miss Greg not being here, you know, because I've done it with him so many years.
Such a great way to introduce me and to kick the show off today.
Oh, yeah,
thank
that's right.
You,
that's right. I got Jamie. Appreciate that's right, yeah. Jamie, by default, we had to bring in Jamie today. And
we forced Greg O'Connor to take a vacation, actually. He is one of those guys that if you give him 5 weeks of vacation a year, he'll take none.
Yeah.
And we finally said, hey, you know, we heard you belting out that Luma Christi game on Friday. Right. Your voice was cracking a little bit. You need to take a vacation.
Yeah.
Rest the pipes.
Well, we miss you, Greg, if you're listening to us, man. I wish you were here, brother.
So, okay.
But, Jamie, let's start off the show.
All right. So, coming up this half hour, we've got a lot of great things. We're going to talk to Kelly and Chris Langley in just a second from Edward Jones Investments. They're going to talk about 6 smart financial moves to make before December 31st. Sounds pretty interesting. Patrick O'Dowd is going to be here. We're going to talk some chamber opportunities, and we're going to talk to the president of Clear University, and this is going to be a little bit of a learning experience for me, too. Clear University is in Howell, and we're going to talk to Dr. Jason Boyers coming up this half hour. So let's get started with Edward Jones Investments. I know these guys, Kelly and Chris Langley. How are you guys? Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, Jamie. I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you. The last time I saw Kelly, we were on a fishing boat on Lake Erie together.
Catching walleyes.
Did you catch any?
Did we catch any?
We caught our limit.
Tell Rick about that day real quick.
So I and a friend of mine did a charity event that Jamie graciously does for our Kiwanis group every year for Racing for Dollars. We plan the day to go walleye fishing. We get down there, and it's a little windier than Jamie cares for it to be, not for him, but for some unseasoned fisherwomen like myself and my friend.
And four footers.
And you don't like that wind with your hair because you don't like that when it gets in your eyes, I guess.
Right.
We know no better. And they're saying, are you guys sure you want to go out? Of course we do. Yeah. So about 4 hours later, we'd almost caught our limit, and my friend and I had our limit of...
Did you not feel well?
We did not feel so well.
No, it's not fun to be on a boat when it's going up and down out in the middle of the big lake, you know, out there.
But it really was a great time.
No.
We had the best time.
Well, yeah, you kind of like that commercial where they talk about the girl who slits her tongue a little bit when she's licking the envelope, you know? It's a, what is that, a Comcast commercial or something like that? I can't remember what it is. On TV, don't you guys see that stuff where the guy bumps his head on the ceiling?
Yeah. Banging their head into the...
Right. Yeah, they say they listen to the radio, Rick.
I listened to the radio this morning, too. That's why I knew Greg wasn't going to be here.
So let's talk about your money. 6 smart financial moves to make before December 31st. I love this kind of stuff. Kelly, you guys are going to kind of break this up into halves, but tell me some of the biggest things that you can do with your money before the end of the year.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jamie. Thanks, Rick, for having us. The biggest thing is we want to stress that we help a lot of other people, us as individuals. We plan for holidays, but rarely, it's not often that we take time for ourselves and for our money. So we want to stress taking 90 minutes before the end of the year. And if you can every year, take 90 minutes to sit down and have a conversation with your financial advisor, because there's always some moves to consider before the end of the year. The first one is to check in on your progress towards reaching your financial goals, whether your current roadmap still applies to the year ahead. So if you've had a major life event, maybe a change in marital status, a promotion, a new job, or a baby, it's important to have a discussion to make sure that your strategy that you currently have is still appropriate for the coming year with any changes you might have had.
Because stuff's changing all the time.
Stuff changes all the time.
Maybe you got a promotion. Like you said, maybe you had a baby.
Exactly.
You never know. Something big in your life could have happened, and maybe there's a better plan for you.
Exactly. A small conversation, a tweak here or there may produce better results long-term for you by taking the time to have that conversation. Another one is we've had strong markets this year. Everybody's pretty happy with their statements, but it is important to review your individual holdings in your portfolio. One is to determine if there's any gains or losses that should be realized. Just for tax efficiency. And the other one is, with the market being so high, it's a great time to swap low-quality investments for high-quality investments so that when we do have that 5 or 10% correction, your portfolio handles that a little bit better.
There's always changes that are happening, too. Tip number three is to discuss your recent regulatory changes. Go into that.
So the Department of Labor made a ruling about a fiduciary standard that applies to all retirement accounts. And most people have a retirement account, whether it's an IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k. And those regulatory changes may impact how your retirement account works going forward. And you've probably received information in the mail about it. You've probably got a call from your advisor, but you really need to take the time to discuss how those changes impact you.
You know, making a small change could really have a big impact this time next year. You could be looking at some of your statements next year saying, I am so glad I took the 90 minutes, made a couple of changes, just a couple of tweaks. You may see some big returns come this time next year.
You may see some big returns in working with your CPA, because we don't give tax advice, but we'll work with your CPA. You may have some losses we could take for tax efficiency, and too, by swapping out some lower quality investments for higher ones, you may tolerate that next dip a little bit better. You might not see your statements go down as far. So again, just taking time is very important for the future, to take the time to do it.
Okay, so there are three. We're talking about six smart financial moves to make before the end of the year with Kelly and Chris Langley from Edward Jones Investments. Chris, no pressure. She did a fabulous job.
Right. How do you follow that? So good morning, everybody. So the next thing to look at, you know, we hear in the news all the time about this tax bill. You know, one of the easiest ways that you, the easiest things you can do to lower your taxes now is contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. So you're adding money now, you're lowering your taxes potentially, but then you're also helping yourself in the future by saving some money. Second thing to do, contribute to a 529. So in the news, after the tax bill, we hear about the crushing student loan debt. So how would you like to help yourself, your children, or your grandchildren save some money for education? It's going to lower their future debt. It helps them pay for college in the future. It's a great thing to do. And really, this time of year when, you know, Rick talked about Christmas time, you know, how many toys do kids need? You know, Kel and I talked about that a long time ago with our nieces and nephews. You know, you buy a toy, it's there for 5 or 10 minutes. Maybe it's there for a couple of days, but start adding some money for 529, and then they really realize how cool you are 18, 19 years later when, you know, they don't have to repay all this money.
Kelly, Chris, I'm amazed at how that adds up. My son's 11 now. Mm-hmm. We started doing that as soon as he was born.
Yeah.
And it is amazing how much money you can get in a 10, 11-year period of time if you just contribute a little bit every year.
Right. And it's not just you. It could be, you know, your wife's parents. It could be some aunts and uncles. You know, start pooling this money together. You know, 20, 30 bucks at a time, it all starts to add up over the course of time. And maybe the last thing is review your insurance coverage. You know, everybody has these insurance products out there. We want to make sure that the coverage that you have matches what your goals are. So if you have this, we want to make sure that what you have is going to get you to where your financial goals are. And I guess if we're going to sum this up, you know, we really want you to take 90 minutes so that you have a relationship with a financial advisor who knows what's important to you, so you can work collaboratively together to make sure that you've created some strategies and financial goals so that you can keep track of where you're at any given time.
If somebody wants to set something up with you guys, what's the best way to do it?
Just give one of our offices a call. We'd be happy to look at your portfolios, give you a second opinion where you're at, and go from there.
What a great way to start it out. Kelly and Chris Langley, Edward Jones Investments. How about a big round of applause? Next up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce here, sponsored by Michigan International Speedway. And Patrick O'Dowd, who is, he told me before we started, is well-versed in public speaking. Do you want to stand up in front of everybody? Do you feel more comfortable sitting down, Patrick?
I think I'll sit down.
So, Patrick, you need to know about Patrick. Patrick is the Chamber's Business Development Manager. He's grown membership for the Chamber this year by 50-plus members over the course of 2017. So we have 50 additional members thanks to Patrick O'Dowd. So I think that deserves a big round of applause. Patrick, do you want to talk a little bit about some upcoming opportunities with the Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. We've got the Off the Clock event on December 6th that's sponsored by Community Choice Credit Union, hosted by the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, with food provided by the Chase and Dirty Bird. Randy LeMaster over there at the Dirty Bird, great partner of ours. We do have a sponsorship spot available, $300 for a business-level sponsor. Great way to showcase your business and come and enjoy a fun and exciting event downtown.
Rick, you've been to a couple of these off-the-clock events. I love the format that they the Chamber's changed to 2017. It seems very relaxed, a lot of fun, and the turnout's been fantastic, too.
It's always fun to go and just meet people, enjoy them. You know, it's really more of a social event and everything else, which is great, you know. So Jack is connected in Jackson and enjoy everybody. But yeah.
If somebody wants to be a part of an off-the-clock event or host it at their location next year, are there openings?
Matt Swartzlander, our events director, is always looking for unique venues around town to showcase what Jackson has to offer. So if you are interested, the best way would be to call the Chamber at 782-8221 and ask to talk to Matt.
Matt, let's talk a little bit about the MLK breakfast. I know this is one of your babies coming up in January, which is going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it's coming quick. And this is one of the, I think, most exciting just community events that we do. It is a great way to meet a ton of people in the community, but to be able to celebrate Martin Luther King, his legacy, and also our local Challenge Day program that we work with 7th graders from around our community in an anti-bullying campaign. And so it's a great way to celebrate that. Celebrate our community and celebrate the diversity that we have. And that's coming up January 12th. And like you said, it's coming up quick. It'll be here before you know it. Title sponsor this year, again, is our great partners with AARP of Michigan. And our keynote speaker this time around is going to be our circuit court judge, Susan Jordan. So we're excited to have her on board. And sponsorships and individual tickets are out for sale. So if you're interested, give Pat a call. We're excited that event's coming up.
And don't wait till the end. We tend to procrastinate for some reason. And then all of a sudden it's, we got to get our tickets for the MLK breakfast. It's tomorrow.
Yes, this event will sell out, so do not wait. I cannot emphasize that enough. Do not wait, because it will sell out. So, and that leads right into our other great event in January, our 109th annual meeting, and just another great event recognizing everything that we have great in our community, and that's out at the Jackson College Potter Center, and a great night starts 5:30, champagne reception. We go right into our awards program and then cap it off with a gala afterwards.
Rick loves it. He's been at 82 of them so far.
82 of them, yeah.
I was keynote speaker back when it started, I tell you.
Yep. So we're excited for that. It's a great event. Again, it sells out quick, so make sure that you're planning for that now. Again, sponsorships, individual tickets are available.
How many people tend to go to the annual meeting every year?
The annual meeting, we have about 450 to 500 people at each year. So it's a big event, an exciting event to be able to celebrate what we have.
Patrick, there's other opportunities throughout the year in 2018. This is a time that a lot of people are planning their marketing strategies for the upcoming year. We know that, obviously, with the radio station. What are some opportunities that local businesses, chamber members, non-chamber members have with the Chamber of Commerce as far as getting their name out there and getting their events out there, getting the word out in 2018?
Well, we've got a great schedule in 2018, whether it's the event sponsorships, advertising options, low-cost advertising options, the golf outing. We've got a full schedule, and what I'd like to do is try to maximize every member's return on investment. Best way for me to do that is to learn what you're trying to do in 2018. What is a business trying to do? What are their marketing plans? And how does it fit with the chamber? Let's customize your marketing with the chamber. Make sure you're getting the most return on your investment. So, we're trying to put together yearly packages for all of our members right now, making sure that they get the most out of their membership.
What are some of the individual things, I guess, that you do for people, though? You have some digital e-blast and so on and so forth. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have an email blast program. It's $200 per email blast. That goes out to approximately 3,800 people connected to the Jackson business community. And then, with social media being so big right now, we've added a seven-day promoted post to that email blast. So you get the initial surge out to 3,800 people, and then your message stays around on Facebook for 7 days. So we're seeing all kinds of engagement impressions online. So that's just one of the opportunities. We have a newsletter that we do quarterly. That's a great opportunity to get your name, your business logo, and your message in front of decision makers in town. So, it's not just events. It's not just networking. We do offer a lot of advertising as well.
All right. So I know the answer to this, but you've been able to sign up 50-plus new businesses to be chamber members in 2017, which, again, I think is fabulous. It's awesome. Way to go, Pat. But what's the spiel? I mean, obviously there's a reason that people are signing up to be chamber members. What's in it for a business to be a Chamber of Commerce member here in Jackson?
Well, it's really a no-brainer. I mean, we have something to offer, whether it's a sole proprietor all the way up to our largest employers in town, the Henry Ford Allegiance Health. We've got professional development, personal development. The networking, if you're a salesman and you're coming, you want to increase your pipeline, get actively involved with the chamber, you're definitely going to meet more people. Your sales are going to increase. So like I said, for me, it's a no-brainer. We have something to offer every type of business. The nonprofit, we've got a huge nonprofit sector as well. I think we're up to about 80 nonprofit members. And there's something for everybody in the chamber, absolutely.
Okay, so if somebody wants to meet with you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Call me at 517-782-8221. That's the chamber's phone number. And just set up a meeting, and I'll come out. And it takes about a half hour. We'll go over everything the chamber has to offer. And more importantly, we're trying to learn about what the business wants to do. Who is your ideal customer? How can we help you grow your business? That's what the chamber is here for, is to grow individual businesses and to encourage our members to do business with each other.
Great job, Patrick O'Dowd, doing a fine job for the Chamber of Commerce. Segment sponsored by Michigan International Speedway.
Okay, next up we have Cleary University, Dr. Jason Boyers. So welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
I think a lot of us are saying, okay, we know universities, we know colleges, we know whatever. Who in the heck is Cleary University out of? You guys are out of Howell? Is that where you're out of?
That's where our main campus is. We actually have education centers in Ann Arbor and Detroit. Cleary's been around since 1883.
Okay.
And if you really want to know, we're a business university. We have been connected to business since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know who we are, check out the news. Actually, about a year and a half ago, the state legislature did an economic study, return on investment for graduates of degrees, all public and private universities in Michigan. Cleary was number two in return on investment. Last month, M Live did a story about the top 30 universities or colleges that have the best salaries for graduates. We were in the top 10. So that's, Cleary is a business university, one of the top universities in Michigan. And we're very proud of our record.
And why is that? Why are you guys so good?
So one of the things we focus on is what business needs. In fact, we're going through this Cleary Mind initiative where we actually dare to ask businesses, what do you need? What are you seeing when graduates come to you? And the Cleary Mind is really that advantage. We want to develop thinkers. We want to develop more than just graduates who focus on economics and Excel. We want graduates who are thinkers, who know how to persuade, who know how to create, who know how to lead and get people to follow regardless of the economic landscape. And we have focused on business education since the very beginning, but it's more than just business. It's about creating jobs. It's about building communities. It's about them going out into their community and making a difference. One of my mentors once told me, an education is too important to give to somebody who doesn't know how to be a good citizen. And if you want to know our mantra, you want to know what our foundation is built on, we're building good citizens who are going to contribute to the economy here in Southeast Michigan and beyond.
And the economy and also to people in general, right?
To people in general, but, you know, that's the thing. If business is done right and if it's done well, it does good. And so business is not the opposite. It's not business or nonprofit or segmenting it. It's businesses create jobs. They create something that people build their lives around, that people educate their children around, that people build their communities around. So I don't think there's a difference there. Business builds good in a community.
Well, you know, you're kind of making sense here, because now that people come interview me, if you're going to come there and just be this can't think outside the box, you're probably not going to get very far with me. You know, we're looking for those well-rounded people, obviously, out there that can want to give back, want to be part of the team, want to advance and learn and everything else. But yeah, not just look at the book there and learn what's in the book and, you know, be able to cite what's in that book.
Well, the problem is the book's outdated the minute it comes out at times, right? And so our professors are in the classroom, and they're dealing with real problems. We're bringing business into our classrooms. Our students work with the Downtown Development Association locally and begin to do digital media plans for the small businesses. Our students got out and helped nonprofits figure out how they could reach their donors more. Our students get out in the community and mentor. They're learning how to give back, but they're also learning how to think as they give back, because they're solving real problems, not just reading from a book.
They have to think too?
They have to think first.
Oh, okay. I wasn't
not
sure
just
how
two.
That worked,
you know? Think first. And okay. And that's what we're hearing from business leaders. Right. They want graduates who can think, who can solve problems, who aren't just following direction. Right. That's why I think our graduates have done so well in every economic study done by third parties, by the state, by nonpartisan groups. Our graduates come out and do really well.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool. And I guess if you said you're in the top two or whatever in some of those key statistic areas, that's great.
And
that's
that
great.
Was an economic study done by the legislature.
Really?
So, I mean, it really is. And that was based on salaries 10 years out and debt that the students had. Right. And they had a return on investment ratio. I heard someone talk about college debt. You know, college debt is only one part of the story. It's what kind of life is that student able to build? And we know from every study, our graduates are able to build great lives and great communities.
So are you really teaching? Are you teaching kids not only to learn this, whatever you want to go into, that business, but are you really teaching kids how to give back and be part of a community? You think you're teaching that in a classroom?
I think we have to. Right. I mean, isn't that the basis? A college, there's two things you get out of a college education. One is the degree. That's very transactional, right? Right. You know, I put in my time, I put in my classes, I get my degree.
Right.
The other one is the education experience, and that's where the students actually evolve into whole people.
Right.
And if we're not putting out good citizens, then we're not fulfilling our mission. It's not just about the piece of paper, it's about the person.
Right. I want to go back to college myself.
I can hook you up.
I know, but I don't think I'm going to fit in quite with the kids around there anymore. But it was, 4 years of my life back then. It was just, I just couldn't believe it. It was just cool.
You know, the thing is, Cleary has a history. We had a long history of really serving adult students as well.
Yeah.
And that was really our foundation.
Yeah.
And we continue to serve adult students who want to continue to get to progress in their degree.
You're assuming I'm an adult. I'm not. Well, that, still very mature.
That.
But you've got this coverage and public service tuition program. So you're discounting at 50%? What's that all about?
So what it's about is I grew up, my father was a patrol officer.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I can tell you is...
You look like a patrol officer.
I do.
You don't
I
like that boy, I tell you.
That or a bouncer.
A bouncer at some bar, right?
Like
you
that.
Got that right.
But one of the
Rick
things
has a thing about picking on people without hair. I'll stick up.
Thank you very much.
I keep trying to hold on to it, I tell you.
But the courage in public service was really close to my heart, because I know people who choose... careers in public service, whether they work for the county, city, state, whether they work as first responders. They choose maybe less of a salary to do a public service. And so we've developed a program that allows them to get their degree at a substantial discount if they didn't complete their degree. We know, we work with a lot of police departments. I'll give Detroit as an example. I told you we had an education center there. The Detroit Police Department, their officers get promotions or raises at 30 college credits, 60 college credits, and 120 college credits, which is really a degree. And so we're working with police departments to get their officers the college credits so they can advance in their careers, so they can raise their salaries. And so many of them continue to serve and get something out of it. And we're creating alumni who then we hope will consider Cleary as a home for their children. And we're honored to serve people who serve us.
That's cool. How many students do you have?
So we have just under 1,000 degree-seeking students, and then we actually have national partnerships with businesses. We have over 1,700 now online students across the country.
Okay. So somebody really wants to look at, I know we're getting towards the end here right now, Jamie's giving me the sign. So if somebody wants to seek you people out and see what you're all about, how should they do that?
They should look at www.cleary.edu. And that's probably the best place to go because they can get all the contact information, they can reach out, and we're looking forward to talking to people who want to change the economy, not just in Michigan, but across the country.
Who's that guy sitting next to you?
This handsome man is Rod Jacobs, and he is one of our business education consultants. He can connect interested students to their degree and to their future.
Okay. Well, great. You know, fun talking to you. Love to talk to you more and everything else. But you're the 10th president. I know that because I researched it for months before you came on here. And, you've been in Champlain. You've been all over the place. I understand it. But, you know, great. Sounds like you're doing good, doing some good things out there and giving back in this world and educating kids and saying, hey, here's the opportunity. Now go get it.
We're doing our best. So thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Lots more on the radio at WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, coming up after ABC News and live from Bellinote Restaurante. It's time for ABC News.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, we're back. We're downtown.
I didn't even get breakfast in.
I did get breakfast, and it was good breakfast as usual. I always eat the breakfast here. But what makes me really mad today, and I'm really upset, all of you people that ate bananas, I always walk in here and get a banana. They were gone. And I am ticked off. So I'm looking for everybody to eat a banana today.
There's like three people handing you bananas right now.
What were you going to do with that banana? Oh, you got a banana too. You guys, you didn't even eat them. Okay, well, I got my banana now. We've got, you know who we've got coming up next? We've got Wendy Clifton, and she has nothing to say. We won't be able to get her to talk.
Nope.
We won't be able to get her to be involved or anything. It's going to be really tough.
Have you ever had a conversation with
Wendy? No, I've never met her before in my life. But I drive by your store all the time, Wendy.
I love driving
by that store. Of course, I love this time of year. Who doesn't love this time of year?
And in December, he's going to stop into your store.
Oh, yeah, stop in.
Every time he drives by, he's going to come in.
Then I'll spend money. Nice. Because I like to shop this time. I'm going to shop.
You've shopped a lot in my
store. I know. I have. I've got to get back. Yeah. For sure.
Wendy's a big proponent of downtown Jackson, obviously.
I am.
Sitting on lots of boards to help downtown flourish.
I used to be in more than I am now, but, yeah, it's still good. There are so many opportunities and so many positive things going on in downtown Jackson. You just should drive through downtown Jackson when it's dark out to see how gorgeous it is downtown.
I've seen a few pictures people are posting on Facebook from high atop and some of the buildings.
Yes.
It is beautiful right now with all the Christmas lights.
Kelly Hoover's great at that. She's up on the fifth floor at City Hall, and she's great at doing that. Yeah, she's, like I say, there's so many positive things going on in downtown. And, yes, there's construction, and everybody can just get here because you can. Just find your way and come visit downtown Jackson.
I hate to say this, but it kind of is what it is, right?
It is what it is. And you know what? It can't get worse. It's only got to get better.
Oh, yeah?
Amen. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I am a Scorpio Italian optimist. How do you like that?
Yeah, but a Scorpio is a spider.
How was the weekend? I know you were promoting on your social media sites and on the radio station. You were promoting Shop Small Saturday, which I think is a fabulous thing.
It is the best. It started in 2010 by American Express. Shop Small Saturday helps the mom and pops. It was deliberately placed between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It really does help the mom and pops because people think, oh, you know, the box stores are mom and pops or that they're you're buying local. You're not. There's so many brick and mortar mom and pop local business owners in Jackson. And we actually help fuel the economy. About 60% of what you spend in a local business, a locally owned business, goes back to the community. We have a granddaughter that takes swimming lessons at the Y. We have another granddaughter that takes ballet lessons. We shop at, I'm going to say, Polly's in the local markets. I mean, so our money goes back into the community. I realize the box stores are necessary because they can employ a whole lot more people than maybe the local business can, but we're all about the people walking in the door, knowing who you are, usually, except Rick, I go, who are you? But usually...
You don't know who I am?
Usually, we know, you know, a lot of people. Beth Schaefer, who's to the right of me, she was in the store on Saturday, and we were packed from the beginning of the... coming in the store to the end, and we appreciate every single person that shopped Small Saturday and showed their love for us.
Well, you had an open house, too, right?
We had a holiday open house. It was our 15th annual holiday open house. And I did something I haven't done in the past, which is I put things on sale. And even if I wouldn't have, people would have been shopping. So, and we have Kevin Nichols, who's a fabulous musician from Jackson. So we spoil our community that. We do free Hinkley Donuts. And this year we gave away three gift certificates to Hinkley Donuts. So, yeah, we gave away 8 gift certificates.
Wish I'd have known the Hinkley Donuts were there. I'd have come for sure.
I think everybody would have come.
I still have some in the box at the store if you want them.
I don't like them when they're
it's
too
It's a perfect Christmas gift for Rick.
I'll put a red ribbon around each one.
Put them in the microwave. That'll soften them up, probably.
Well, Wendy Clifton's with us. She's with the Frame Above and 180 Chic Boutique. I got that right?
Yes, yes.
The thing I love, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody at some point has been in a big box store. We go there occasionally.
Really?
But the cool thing about going to a store like Wendy's, there are so many cool items that you aren't going to find in a big box store that are just neat things that you can get for Christmas or yourself, spoil a loved one. What are some of those unique items that you carry?
One thing we have that's really cool, because we brought in some men items, and we have a grooming kit for men that's $12.99. It contains razor blades, scissors, nail clippers, you name it, that you would need. It's a great travel kit. For $12.99, it's like a really good gift. We carry men's soaps in the store. We carry gloves and really great ear warmers. So we brought, like I say, brought in some men items. We brought in leggings in the store. We started in July. I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. Oh, my gosh. We sold 24 pair of leggings on Saturday.
You wearing leggings now, Jamie?
Only when it gets cold.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
60 degrees today, Rick.
But maybe you, Steve, and Rick can all wear leggings today.
Oh, earmuffs. I like earmuffs.
Yeah.
I like earmuffs.
They're really, really nice. I think
I'm serious. I'm not being funny. I like earmuffs.
They're $6.99. So for men's earmuffs, they're really nice. We carry, we have Jenna Cater handbags in our store she's a Michigan designer, and she's exclusive to our store in Jackson, which we're really tickled about. But when those handbags are gone, or when I order certain handbags and they're sold, I never reorder the same ones, so it's always fresh and new. We've brought in a lot of clothing in the store, very, very boutique-inspired fashions, which are really kind of neat. So we've tried to, we added 180 Chic Boutique a year ago to the name, and that denotes really what we're doing in the store. Still do the framing. I've custom framed for 35 years, and but we really want to fill a need of something downtown that isn't there now. So, yeah.
I got to tell you a story really quick.
Uh-oh.
I'm not the dad that talks about his son all the time, but did I tell you I have an 11-year-old son?
Yeah, I've heard.
So my son plays baseball, loves baseball, and he hit his first home run in a league in Battle Creek this summer. Really excited about it, and I had posted a picture of my son with his baseball on Facebook, and Wendy and I are Facebook friends. So she saw this picture and said, I have something for you. And she came to the radio station and tell everybody what you brought me for my son for his first home run.
It's donuts. You're
not
right.
Not donuts.
Cindy, you're right.
Those are for Rick.
A frame. Oh, there's a frame.
It's a frame. And this frame actually has a surgical in it so that the baseball, when it put it went in there, it fit perfectly in there because it forms around the baseball. You can do anything, kids art or whatever, but it's really cool because it spins. so he can see the baseball all the way around the signatures and all that kind of stuff. So that's really cool.
I think I'm going to cry right now, I'll tell you.
And then when he hit his second one, I said, he had another one of those? Any chance? Is this a big time of the year? I mean, I know the answer. This is a big time of the year for framing, Wendy?
It's very big time of the year for framing. We still are taking framing in until around the 15th of December because I still can order things in at that point. I always carry extra framing and molding in stock so that we can take care of those that come in invariably on the day before Christmas. Can I please get this done? And we go, sure. And they go, really? Yeah. We'll get it done for you. So it's our. We're in business to serve our community, and that's what we do, I think. Doing it pretty well.
How about a big round of applause for Wendy Clifton, the Frame Above 180 Chic Boutique. Nice job.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is the exciting part of the program. We get to talk about insurance now. I tell you right now. Can't hardly wait, huh?
Yeah, we all love insurance.
We have Laura Hall here from the Accident Fund. And I've just met Laura Hall.
Thank you.
And
thank
how
you.
Are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Another day in paradise,
oh,
you know.
Good.
Another day. So, Laura, you're down here to talk about the Accident Fund, Workers' Comp, Chamber Program, all the good stuff you do.
Yes, yes. So, well, we've been partnering with the Jackson County Chamber probably since 1999 to offer benefits to all of the members here. For those of you who don't know who Accident Fund is, we're a workers' comp carrier. We've been in the business since 1912, and we were the original workers' comp carrier for the state of Michigan before we came privatized. But like I said, we've been partnering with the Chamber since 1999 to offer benefits, and you all as members can take advantage of those. One of those benefits is the 5% upfront savings on your premium, which might not seem a lot, but sometimes it's enough to pay for your Chamber membership, so that's a nice little bonus there. And savings on insurance is important because right now the competition is pretty hard out there. A lot of carriers are trying to write workers' comp that might not have the expertise. They're like, hey, let's try to write this. And, you know, you want to look at who you're going to when you're trying to get benefits such as an injury on the job or something like that. If you go to somebody who hasn't been in the business as long as we are, they might not handle the claims as well or might not know what they're doing. So another benefit that you could take advantage of is access to our online WorkSafe toolkit, which provides a variety of resources for those of you who are learning how to reduce risk in the workplace. There's things such as how to properly use a ladder, how to do a slip and fall elimination program in your workplace, and we all know less claims equals lower premiums.
Jamie, remember that. How to use a ladder. Look that up, will you? Because I know you need help on that. Look that up. But, yeah, the Accident Fund, I guess you get a discount up front. You pay a dividend, part of the Chamber and all that good stuff. So, and you're head of that program, right? You pay all the dividends back? You get to send the checks out?
No? Yeah, that's actually my favorite part is sitting behind the desk and crunching the numbers to pay out the dividends. But, yeah, the last benefit you could take advantage of is potential to earn a dividend. Last year we paid over $9,500 back to Chamber members alone, you know, just for this Chamber. So it's based on your risks, and it's just, you know, money that comes back to you after the fact. So
they sell through independent agents.
We do, yep. For more information, you can actually go online to our website, accidentfund.com/find an agent, to find your local agent.
That's great. Hey, well, thanks for coming here today. Really appreciate it. We're going to finish up. I've got to go here. I've got to leave. And, you know, end of the year, I just want to say, you know, thanks to everybody for coming. We've had great turnouts, really, for all these programs. I hope that they're fun and everything else. And it's such a special time of year to me. I hope everybody has a great Christmas and somebody's shining star out there. Help a kid. You know, there's so many kids that need help out there. It just breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. So give back this Christmas, my friends.
You too. Hey, just Thursday, we're going to be over at Walton Insurance Group because you are having a Winter Wonderland celebration. You change the Walton Agency into a sweet Christmas opportunity for everybody to come and check out all kinds of characters and right. Christmas music and Mrs. Claus and cookies, and it's going to be a great time.
Reindeer, presents, you know, everything. You can't believe it. I don't do it. Our people in our office do it. They do an incredible job. Jamie's been there for years and years, and it's a cool thing. So, again, Merry Christmas, people.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, a big round of applause for all of our guests today. Once again, for a good morning, I'll probably remind you of this in a second, but this is the last Good Morning Greater Jackson of 2017, so bittersweet. And with that being said, I'm going to turn things over to Matt Schwartzlander from the Chamber.
Thank you, Jamie, and thank you, Rick. Thank you, everybody, for coming out this morning. A great crowd here at Bellinote in downtown Jackson. And thank you again to them for another great breakfast. We're excited to be here and support this great restaurant. Thank you to our sponsors this morning, Edward Jones Investments, A Frame Above and 180 Chic Boutique, Cleary University, Accident Fund, and Michigan International Speedway with our Chambers segment. So I'd like to say a big thank you to our ambassadors, Terry Langston and Adrian Davis from the Center for Family Health for helping out this morning. Couldn't do it without them. So, and it's time again. If you're listening at home or in the office or on your way to the office, if you call into the office right now, 782-8221, you can receive a door prize from one of our sponsors this morning. Cindy, you're in the audience, so you can't call. So, 782-8221. We'd like to welcome our new members from the last month, the Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, Jared Ellinger Agency, Farmers Insurance, Dee's Flowers, McDonald's Northwest Ave, McDonald's West Ave, Peaceful Journey Home, Eco Center, Cottontails, and Viking Contracting. So a round of applause for our new members. A few chamber events coming up. Monday, December 4th is our next economic luncheon. That'll be at the Jackson College Maher campus out at Detman and 94. We'll have Paula Cunningham from AARP in to join us at a great presentation on leadership in business. Next week as well, on the 6th, is our next Off the Clock, sponsored by Community Choice Credit Union, hosted just up the road at the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. So great networking opportunity there. And that'll be it for this year. We look forward to next year, January 12th, our MLK Diversity Breakfast. January 25th is our 109th annual meeting. And then we'll be right back here in January for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson. In the studio audience this morning, Alzheimer's Association, CP Federal Credit Union, Center for Family Health, Cleary University, County National Bank, Edward Jones, Graphics 3, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, Handyman Stan, HealthQuest of Jackson Integro, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Legal Shield, Rooney's Sewer Service, Teach Out Security, The Balloony Bin, United Way of Jackson, New York Life, Jackson Radio Works, Transportation Recovery Services, and Dancy's Fancy Butter. Dancy's Fancy Butter. So thank you again. I hope you have a great holiday season. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt. And thanks, everybody, again for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We'll do it again in 2018. Back to the radio, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.